Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Chauncey, the high school football season, regular season, is drawing swiftly to an end. But when our audience hears this show, we will have played the eighth game of a nine-game season. And the eighth game is the biggest game of the year. Mona Shore Sailors, crosstown rival, which the whole community has been anticipating this game. And I think this is going to be an entertaining game from the standpoint that we know Shores are going to bring us a fight.
That's right.
But ultimately, those big reds, man, does somebody show me different? I'm going with them, man.
Yeah, I'm going with the big reds too. And I'm going to say this, and everybody know. You got number 13 on the team. That's like
that's the X factor.
Everybody good on the team. And coach is great.
Yeah, man, you can look. Got good skill players on the other side over there.
When you look up and you got a Buckeye on your squad, I mean, Buckeye been whipping on us for a while, Michigan State. Yeah. So I'm like, I got to give respect where it's at. When you see a Buckeye on a team from Muskegon, I mean.
It's legit.
It's the real legit, deal. Man.
Yeah. So. You know, he hasn't carried the load much in the last few weeks either. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I know.
He's been spreading the wealth around.
Making sure them legs are good.
Yeah. That's right. I think, you know, like in that King game with those first two, he basically shouldered the load. And I think this is the game he's been waiting for as that crowning jewel from a conference standpoint.
As a senior, too, and going out on top. And finish the undefeated season.
Right. We know what the ultimate goal is, but there's milestones as you get there. And this is, a road to that milestone to win the conference, which is the last year for the Black.
That'd be, for him, it'd be, if he do the what, I mean, the level he functioned as a player of the year status, which he is already, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he's showing somebody, like, look, if you want to be player of the year, you got to be on my level.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say about the kid. I mean.
Yeah, so he has some goals in mind, and I think he's going to accomplish those goals, man. He's got a great supporting cast. A lot of players have had an opportunity to touch the ball this year, which is great. We know we have talent all over the field.
Yes, sir.
So Cam does not have to showcase every game. But I think tonight, it was one of the biggest stages that they're going to be on before a state final because, you know, news media, all in, you know, it's game of the week, the whole nine yards. And this is the kind of platform where he actually excels.
Let me ask you this question now. Muskegon football bred, you being one of the ambassadors, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I think the game's 7 o'clock, right?
Right.
I can guarantee you this. And when you see me again, you're going to start laughing. I guarantee the game started about 7:45.
Why would you say that?
They going to try to have a parade. They going to try to bring a helicopter, airplane out, tornado out. Watch. They going to bring some distractions.
I hope they're wrong because we got to get this thing over so we make the 11 o'clock news.
I've been telling you, you're going to show up at 7. You're going to be waiting about 7:45 to the game to start. They going to have somebody get something.
Okay.
To show Muskegon, like, hey, you got a good football team, but we got this. We got that. They going to have a long list of things that they got. So outside of the sport. They don't have nothing to do with the sport.
It's going to be like the old heavyweight tactics when the heavyweight champion would wait in the locker room and make the contenders to stand in the ring
while he
get ready to come out.
That's it. I got another announcement. I got another announcement. Getting this award, getting that. We had this event. I'm just telling you. I know what it looks like.
They don't. We're going to have a lot of people on that red and white side be upset.
I'm going to tell you this.
Get this thing over with.
As a former coach of the Big Reds, and coaching with the girls.
I seen it happen. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think our last year in the playoffs, even though I couldn't coach, I was at the game and we played Kent City.
Uh-huh.
They had their senior night and their band night in one night.
Oh, that took some time.
And we were down 15 points because they had the Zebras out that didn't that didn't want us to do nothing.
Yeah, the Detroit Lions treatment.
You know, so we going through the season. Last game, I think it was like on an 11-game win streak, the girls. And they end up pulling the game out and winning it. But it seemed like the whole community wanted Kent City to win.
Of course.
So I'm just telling you, walking up in there, your head on your head right today.
Okay.
Because they can't affect the way y'all play.
Oh, no.
So they got to do something. No. They got to do something, Tony. No. I'm just telling you.
They're gonna bring a fight. They'll bring a fight, but it won't be enough.
They're gonna pull the rabbit.
Can't see it, man.
They're gonna try to pull a rabbit out their head, brother. I'm just telling you. Yep. I just know how this game go. You're gonna be looking like, man, this game gonna start.
Been looking forward to it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
But best of luck to them.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we don't wish ill on we want those guys to play well. And of course, we want our Big Reds to be victorious and finish up the regular season undefeated. And no real major injuries, and get ready for that title run, man.
Yeah, and I'm saying that because if they do it at the pro level like they just did the Lions,
oh, it can happen at any level.
It can happen at any level. Man, the Lions look so good.
They were in that game, man. They were in that football game. They look great. And they got calls, man, that were those kind of calls that continued drives for the other team. It was a third and a six, third and a seven. You know, defense held them, and then you get a penalty that extends the drive. Those are hard to overcome mentally.
Yeah, like I've heard of having 12 players on the field, and they actually have
13. That's unheard of.
Yep. Then I've seen 14 when the referee ran and jumped into the Lambo faithful. So I was like, they got 14 players.
He should be fired.
Just look at the Lions. It's like, man, we can't win for losing. I'm a Lions fan. I'm all Detroit fans.
Right.
You know, I like the Pistons. I love all Detroit stuff. All Michigan. I'm all for Michigan except for the Wolverines.
Right.
So other than that.
You're a Spartan.
That's right.
You're going to die a Spartan. Yeah,
but I do want I want Juwan Howard to be successful. I do that.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I seen he got a top recruit, number five star.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big boy.
So you're right. I'm pulling for him, man. It's time to change. Changing of the guard, okay?
It's that time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it won't be long because the NBA has already started.
That's right.
And everybody got a chance to see what the Lakers look like because, of course, that's pretty much been the talk of the offseason. Along with the Clippers, the Rockets, Brooklyn. So NBA is going to be entertaining, although they have this issue with China.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that. That's getting into our financial part right there.
Yeah, this is a huge financial piece, man, because the NBA has been invested in China for over 10 years, right?
That's Obama, though. Remember that? Obama had opened that pathway up?
Yep.
With Adam Silverman when he was an assistant to Dave Stern.
Okay.
And he said, we're going to make this a global game. We're going to hit China. We're going to hit Africa. Right? Yep. And they're doing that. NBA cares is ridiculously in Africa.
Right, yeah.
And China got the free trade in Africa. So he made that happen with those two, the United Nations. But Obama connected those two continents. You got China and Africa working together. And now you got the NBA working in both of them.
Right.
But then when the political issues come in, like, America, freedom is not free. Everybody needs to know that. It's just not. I'm not speaking as a political person. I'm not speaking as an activist. But freedom is not free.
Never has been.
We are taxed. We are under a law system, right? But we have certain freedoms and liberties that's due to us through documentation.
That's afforded us that is not afforded elsewhere in this world.
But it's not our job to speak out of the financial realm in somebody else's country.
Nope. That's one of the first things you learn when you get into international business is there are certain customs that and ideologies of other countries that you must be aware of when you're dealing with these other countries as to not to offend them, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we do have the freedom of speech in this country, but that's a double-edged sword. It can cut both ways.
Because I got my fingers like in quotation marks, being American. Sometimes you have Americans in other countries are looked down upon because they carry an arrogance.
The
blue jeans, McDonald's, burgers. We're known for certain things and certain person having certain entitlement mindsets too.
Yeah.
Like a middle class person in America is wealthy in another country.
Oh my, poor people are.
Yeah. Yeah, poor people. Our poor people are. So when you go over to another country with a mindset like the owner of the Rockets going in,
general manager,
you can't do that.
You can't tweet just off the cuff. Okay, I mean you're absolutely right. He has the right to do that, but understand the implications because there's billions of dollars that the NBA is going to lose because of that single tweet. Okay, more people in China watch the NBA Finals than in the United States.
That's right. And then, look, don't let them get a player.
Okay.
When they get
Ming,
a player.
When Yao Ming was here.
Jeremy Lin, when he was playing. He won a championship. They had a parade for him in China. He only played like 10 minutes.
Okay. No, no, but they loved the game of basketball. All righty. But unfortunately, the government has so much control over the media and the masses, they can turn off the faucet anytime they get ready, and that's exactly what they did.
Yep, they got because they monitor all their internet over there. They monitor the media, the advertisements they put up. All of it is controlled. You don't have free reign like we had here. It's called freedom of speech.
Right.
They don't have it.
Right. So it's no different in any other country. There are certain things on an international platform you don't say or do. Okay, you need to get that filtered. You need to find out, okay, I want to say something. Is this okay to say? You just don't go out and tweet that. You know, and they're calling for his job. The Chinese government has told David Stern, they want him fired. Of course, he's not going to do it.
No, because it's a private ownership business, and it's in America, and it's China. But then you're talking about—
The damage is done,
Yeah, you're talking about international space.
You know, there's no going back.
Yeah.
Okay, even if they were to fire him, the firestorm
that would happen
in this country would be so huge that they don't want that kind of publicity. You got to take your hit now. You know, you got to take your hit. They were saying it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
That's right.
And this is where it's at. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And they got the gun. And it's going to cost them billions of dollars. Players, LeBron James.
He did right. LeBron James did right.
Yeah, he tried to clean it up.
He loved over there. He's like, they love me over here.
They buy their shoes.
Yep.
Okay, all the shoes.
And all you got to do, and LeBron got a business mindset. He's not like the Michael Jordans, you know, the players before him. LeBron understands that, look, this is not America. This is China. In America, I got free reign to be this political figure or whatever.
And can say just about anything you want to.
So then I seen them compare LeBron to Muhammad Ali. You can't do that. No. Muhammad Ali's situation was his actual belt and fighting to advertise a war with the Chinese, with the Vietnamese, right?
Yeah, it was more of a religious. It all started with a religious belief.
That's right. He said, I'm not going to fight my brothers.
Okay.
And they haven't been riding no tanks through Harlem or Louisville.
Nobody's called him any kind of names, he said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was more of a religious standpoint that his platform was versus an economic or political.
Yep, okay. I mean, not political. You're right.
He made a political statement by saying that those people in Hong Kong need to continue to fight for their freedom. Nothing wrong with that if you said that in a room full of your cohorts. That's okay. That's
your friends,
Yeah, but you don't tweet that to the world.
No.
And not in your position.
You're not an
activist. A GM.
Yeah, you're a GM. You're a face behind the face.
There's a certain standard.
You're a voice behind the face, and your voice got to echo Rockets, business, commerce. Trade, jerseys, shoes. If this is a player we market in your country, it should never cross that line outside of marketing and making dollars.
That's it.
Nobody asked you to be no spokesperson for for the political Rockets. I ain't know the Houston Rockets. But see, look, everything in Texas seems bigger.
All right.
And it's made bigger. Even the mouse.
Right.
Big mouse.
Big mouse.
The impact of a big mouth.
Yeah, man.
In Texas. Because Texas, that's that Texas pride. Like, I got money. We got money. Mm-hmm. We got millions. This is what we just gonna say freely on how another country should do something.
He should have ran that by David Stern, man, or the owner or somebody.
Yep.
He should have had a filter somewhere and say, hey, this is what I want to do. But, again, I think it's back to what you said. It's the arrogance of how some GMs are. And, unfortunately, it is going to cost the league millions of dollars along with players.
Yes, sir.
Money that they'll never get back.
So then look at it like this. So you got, here you go. So you got Under Armour, Stephen Curry going over there.
Mm-hmm.
You got LeBron going over there. You got KD going over there. You got Kyrie Irving going over there. You got Derrick Rose going over there. Right?
Man, you know who the most famous NBA player is in China?
Stephon Marbury.
Thank you very much. Never heard any word about him trying to do exercise anything his political beliefs. All those people in China.
That's right. He got statues over there. He got shoes. He got buildings.
He was over there for
one
reason, and that was to get paid.
Yep, get paid, coach, and play basketball.
Okay.
Now he's a coach.
All right.
His wife is Chinese.
Okay.
Yep. So he all the way over there.
They even should have called him. What should I do? Hey man, sit on that one. Don't send that out.
The NBA should have called him because he know he was going crazy with his tweets.
Oh yeah.
So now you've seen him calm down. He's like, I'm in a new space. I can't do that.
Nope. Regardless, I mean, that's what I believe. You know, I believe in having the freedoms to say, but unfortunately in this country, that's not the case.
Yep, I can't. That's why I said Stephon Marbury had been on hush.
Oh yeah.
I gotta go look on his YouTube channel and see what he's saying about everything because he does have a point when he talks. So. He probably gonna let everything.
He probably haven't said a word.
No, because he like that check. He like that check.
That cha-ching. That bank account growing, man.
They selling his shoes and everything. Like, I'm not going to say a word, Tony. Yeah. I'm not saying nothing.
The darling of the Chinese community, man, for real. So,
Yeah. Speaking of today, like you said, cha-ching, this is a financial show. We're in the 10th month of the year. We got 78 days or 75 days towards to the holiday season.
The holiday season.
Right?
Yeah, buddy.
So it's coming up, the Black Fridays, the sales, the Christmases. But most importantly, I really think your financial calendar should be focused on your debt, get your finances together. Think about it. You said this last year. You said, I'm going to get my credit together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you never put a plan forward. And now we're here again. And I had an article. And I was like, hey, this not bad because people been calling me, Tony, asking me, how do I build a credit history? And okay. I thought, I say, well, credit history. So I pull a credit report. I'm like, you don't got none of your credit reports. I ain't never need it. I always bought my cars cash, or I did a land contract on a house, or I just live the way I live. I'm on disability, or I see people like that's making enough money where they don't have to live in a credit system.
True. Very true.
But I can tell you this, the double-edged sword of that, Tony, is everything being electronic and everything being connected to like a portal or an app, some way, shape, or form or other, that your credit gonna come into play now.
At some point in time, you know, it might be an opportunity for a business venture. All right. And all the players gotta come up with extra amount of dollars as well as get additional financing. And they're gonna run everybody's credit report. And you're going to say, okay, where are you at in this picture? And brother said, man, I can't because I don't have a credit report. So you're out of that opportunity to do business.
And they don't care if you have straight cash.
No, they want to be able to cash to finance the whole project.
Yeah. And I don't know nobody there at that. Not even millionaires don't put all their money in.
No.
Millionaire like, I ain't putting all my money into that. I'm going to use the bank money.
That's it.
That's what I hear all the time.
That's what they do, man.
Millionaires say that all the time. I'm using the bank money. I'm like, you got millions. I'm using the bank money.
Use the bank's money, man. Because it's cheap, right?
Yeah, it's
interest
cheap.
Interest rates are extremely, extremely low.
It's almost to the point, I was reading something the other day. I was going to do that article, but I was like, no, I'm going to build a credit. And it was talking about the advantages of having negative interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
It helps out the government's debt. When we have a negative interest rate, it pays on a bill.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, this is my first time in history of looking at finance and actually living in an era where it was negative interest rates.
There are countries that do have negative interest rates, man. Oh, yeah.
To pay down those debts. So I'm like, wow. So we're getting towards our country.
We're close.
We're close.
Yeah. If up to the president, we'd have it already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he understands how to get it for cheap.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing that all his life, man.
All his life. So he understand how to the saying in the streets. I think when I was young, we used to call it "get it for the low."
Get it for the low.
That's Donald Trump. How much it costs? I can get it for the low. That's his mindset. This country, how much?
Yeah.
Get it for the low.
Yep.
If I can get everybody to agree, and I'm thinking about your son Cameron. It's this rap artist we like. His name is Eshawn Burgundy, and he's a Christian rapper.
Okay.
And he say he got this song that money is nothing. It's like cotton and linen. But you got to get people to agree on the value of something.
Oh, definitely.
So with the president, 45, he's getting everybody. He's influencing everyone. If they like it or not, go and resign.
Yep.
Because I need to get to this negative interest rate to pay down this debt so I can see what's the benefits for me and my rich counterparts.
That's right. Don't get it twisted. That's it at the end of the day, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. He's trying to cover himself. But make it look like it's a bigger project and program, because if you look at the negative interest rates, I mean, he could have paid for the wall with something like that. Like, I'm going to make negative interest rates, I'm going to pay for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, okay, that's a good idea. And you're going to get benefits where you can get, if you've got a high credit score, you're going to get this and this and that. These are your perks. He ain't not looking at it like that. Nope. I need negative interest rates. Mm-hmm. But he's not telling you the whole story. Why?
No, he's not, man. He's not. And this is going to get ugly, let me tell you. Right now, I mean, we don't want to get in too far into politics. But some of the things that are coming out of this, what's the country?
Ukraine.
Turkey with the Ukraine.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a lot of improprieties that took place, and it was all because of money.
Yeah, it's all, but this is a financial show, and it's like,
paying people off.
Yeah, when I would look at and then we go on a personal level, how to build a credit history, you build a credit history through relationships.
Okay.
You know, with banks, financiers, mortgage lenders, loan officers, right?
Okay.
People know that you got a good report, they're going to give you money. So his report is coming out that he always did commerce with other countries. So now he's bringing those personal relationships in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that.
Can't do it.
That's a United Nations issue. So you do something like I call you in Ukraine.
But
that's
constitutional,
But I don't tell the United Nations that me and you doing something.
Right.
So
the biggest deal was that the money that was appropriated as far as for aid to the Ukraine was being withheld because I want you to do something for me.
That's money laundering.
Okay. It's corruption.
Yes.
All right. If you do this, then I'll give you the money. Well, the money has already been appropriated by Congress, man. You can't do that. All right. That's violation
gangster.
Of the Constitution.
That's a gangster.
That's a gangster move, man. That's a slick and slimy move, right?
Wow.
But these are the kind of things that was taking place, and not to mention the business dealings that may have taken place that we'll learn about eventually.
Yep. So I know we're going to extend to the negative interest rates next week, but I want to go through the creditors. It says most lenders expect you to have a decent credit record to qualify for a loan or credit card. But if you never had a credit card or taken out a loan, you don't have much of a credit history. So this is looking at the things that you got to do to build your credit. So let's think about the situation where somebody don't have no credit history. So you come home from jail, right?
Yep.
Incarceration, let's be for real, audience.
Yep.
Right? Two, you have been unemployed for some time. Mm-hmm. You probably been running. You probably just been living off disability, or it's been another situation where you some income been provided for you under the table or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just giving them the real, what I know and what clients I run into that people don't have no history. Or you've been taken care of by a spouse or someone, you ain't have to work. And then all of a sudden that relationship dissolves. And you're like,
what do I do now?
That's right. There we go. We right went to the name Ross Show. What do I do now? So the first step is apply for a credit card. You're like, why would a credit card? You got options, right? You got options where you can go get an Amazon card. You can do Discover for students. You got Bank of America, Cash Rewards for student MasterCard. But then you can get an uncredit card, like a secured credit card.
Secure credit card.
I prefer getting that for someone that don't have no credit history because it's not a windfall. You're not. Mm. It's not lottery money. It's not, like you say, Tony, it's not mad money.
Right.
It's like I'd rather have someone. I always tell my clients, get a secured credit card.
Because you put up the cash, you put $1,000 up, and that's basically the security for you to use that card. And as you use that card, you still have to pay it back because there's $1,000 that got to stay pretty much as the security for it.
As the collateral, yes, right.
As the collateral for it.
So as you do that, but then they got products now like with the unsecured credit card, with secured credit cards. So Discover is a secured credit card. But see, the interest rate's still ridiculous when you talk about credit card. You're talking about 25% of your dollar.
It's juice, man.
Yeah, it's juice.
And interest rate's at 2%, 2% or 3%. Yeah. So you do the math.
So why you better off?
Going to the bank.
Yeah, going to the bank. And just,
well, if you don't have credit, you can't go to the bank,
that's right. Instead of doing and just do a card where you can get the money, get the loan, and then you could benefit off the interest on that and do a lot better. But it says, for example, the same as cash structure as Discover's Chrome student credit card. But after you have had the card for 8 months, Discover will perform a monthly review to determine whether you're managing your credit well enough to convert over to an unsecured credit account. So they start you with a secure one, mm-hmm. and then you can transition through 8 months. And 8 months is a good, it's almost a 60% of a calendar year. So you say over 60% of the year, if you can manage this $1,000 without spending over 30%, we'll do something with you.
Right, right. We'll give you a credit limit of $2,500 now.
Okay.
All right. That's not secured. And then again, it's going to be predicated on your payback. You know, you do that. And again,
you got $1,000 you started with. So you're going to do with the $1,000.
Right.
You keep that right there.
You're going to open up an account with them. Y'all keep that $1,000.
Keep that $1,000.
Okay. And put it into my savings account or CD or whatever. But the ultimate goal is you are building a credit score.
That's right. You're building a credit score. And that's what we need. You need, and somebody, I don't need no credit. You need it to get somewhere to live at.
Filthy rich.
Yeah.
And even the filthy rich need it.
That's right. Because they're using it. They're using that system to grow wealth.
Yes, sir.
Yep. The next one is to consider a loan, like you said. Some community banks and credit unions offer credit builder loans. Those smaller loans.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically $1,000 or less. I remember when I first built my credit back in 2002, which is a long time now. Man, I'm becoming an OG. I got a loan for $500. All right. Then I went to another bank and got one for $1,000. Then I did like four secure loans. Cause I had the cash in town. I was like, all right, let me go here. And I'm having these little payments. And the girl I was dating said, why are you doing this? I said, because I'm about to get me a 700 or something. Cause I'm getting ready to buy a condo. And
right.
I was like, my score went up so fast. That was just the old system. I was like, man, I'm doing all right. So then everybody wanted to extend me $5,000. They wanted this person wanted to extend me $2,500. You said
mm-hmm.
The offers was coming in, but I knew my ultimate goal was to have this condo. That was my ultimate goal. Like, all right, now I got this credit relationship.
Gotta have that credit score, right?
Yep. So which bank I'm gonna go back to get this home loan? You know, I'm gonna qualify for FHA. I was a first time home buyer at the time, so I was looking at how to establish my credit where I have mixed credit. So I had a car loan. I had a credit card, I had a secured card, I had a Best Buy. I had information. I had some things I paid off through the secured loans and secured credit cards. So it's a paid account. But most importantly, Tony, I had started paying my student loan on time.
Oh, that's huge.
That's the huge thing. And my score went up like 100 points. I was like, I got to keep on paying it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, some of us still do this, Tony, when it comes to building our credit. We'll try to build our credit, and we say, yeah, I'm just going to defer or go in forbearance on this big old bill.
Right.
So then now I want to show up to somebody's bank and say, give me 50 G's.
I don't think so.
He said, let me see your credit report. Oh, you got an $80,000 student loan. You haven't paid nothing? Yeah, it's been kind of hard on me. So you telling me you want me to give you $50,000 and you got a hardship?
It's been already hard. Don't think so.
Yep. You can't pay this loan, so you telling me you're going to get another loan?
No.
You about to be credit heavy with us because you can't prove that you could pay this.
Mm-mm. Not unless you have some collateral, unless you have a home and it's virtually paid for, something that the bank can have an asset of in the case you default on it. But just on your name, on your signature, you will not get that loan.
Man, I love that word. When you say, I got a signature loan, I remember them.
Signature
loan,
sign
your
baby.
Name and give you some money. Woo!
Oh, yeah, that's powerful.
Man, that's a good feeling, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
I need $5,000. Oh, come on in.
Right.
Tony, I was waiting for you to come get that.
Right.
I was like, what you going to do with it? We got your check for you here waiting for you.
Okay.
Man, that's a good sound, man.
Yes, it is.
Man, that's me and you. That's called like an affirming thought in your mind.
Yeah. You're walking you know you have taken care of your business because they don't offer that to any and everyone.
Yep. I got a signature loan for $10,000 for you. I got a signature loan for this. You're like, what?
Yeah. No collateral. No car attached. No home.
No crazy interest rate.
No,
we're not talking about no credit card interest rate when you get a signature loan. It's good money.
Yes, it is.
You borrowing against the bank. The bank is trusting you, and you're building a great relationship. So it's like, and no one is bragging about anything. We're just trying to share experiences that we had. Good. I know I share my good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
With everybody.
We've all been there.
Yeah, because we've been there. And I'm going to tell the audience this, Tony. There's no such thing as failure. You got to fail early, and you got to fail often. I would rather try to build my credit than to keep on living a lifestyle with no credit.
Yep. There you go. That's it. You got to continue to keep building it, keep trying. Hit a few bumps along the way. You just regroup, clean them up, because ultimately at some point in time, there will come a day where you will need that credit score, especially if you're young. You know, you're old man, you're 80 years old, 85 years old, probably not. Probably not much you want to buy that you don't already have. But as a young individual starting out in life, that is a very key component to financial success.
And it's in this way, so somebody said, I don't got no credit, Chauncey. They don't give me no loan. Well, they got things called the Equifax Boost, the credit boost. I mean, Experian credit boost, where you can list your utility bills and that Boost Mobile bill that you get.
Right.
That trap phone you get. I mean, I'm going to say it like I was.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
$50, $60 a month.
Yeah. So you got that bill. You can put that on your credit report now. Your utility bills, you can do that. And it'll boost your score. It's a game inside of this.
How do you pay your bills? Even just your everyday bills.
That's right. Then I know they're trying to bring out the Ultra FICA incorporates activity from your bank account, including how consistently you have cash available and whether you have overdrawn your account. Some people might not want to let them know that. Ooh. Some people bounce the check every pay period.
Okay.
Robbing Peter and paying Paul. So we got to fix that, because if you can report that, because that's what they do when you buy a house, they want to see them bank statements.
That's
they want to see them tax records.
That tells a story.
Yes, they do. And with somebody that look at numbers like yourself, when you read those numbers, you're like, oh, this person got a bad relationship with money.
Yeah. It says you don't manage, you don't monitor your bank account well enough so you don't overdraft. You're playing it too close to the edge.
Yep.
Because for some reason, if one bill hits before you expect it to hit and you go negative, then that creates a ripple effect, right? Normally, it's probably other things that's going to hit. So
that's right. And yeah. You just said the word. You just said the word, and we're going to really close up. But you said this. You said the ripple effect. When I always look at the dollar sign, it looked like a ripple.
Oh, yeah.
With equal to it. So is my mindset equal to the value that I want to put into this world so I can identify with the number that I will be compensated with that I can manage? Because I want to be in partnership with God as he entrusts me with as a manager. So do I got the right energy so I can be equal to my value that's on my paycheck, that's on my bank statement, and say I'm a good manager because I'm in partnership with the Lord for my money?
That's it, man. That's the true story.
The true story. So here's a scripture today. I think I'm using this for the whole month for myself, but it's 1 Timothy verse 6, chapter 6 and 7. Verses 7, it says, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of it. After all we do, we brought in this world, we can't take nothing away from the world from us." So it's just like, I always ask this question. I say, what value am I putting in this world? That's it. Not what can I get?
Mm-mm.
What can I die with? Put the check in my casket, and I'm going to the heavenly bank account. Don't work like that. So I got to figure out how to pour value in this space I'm in, which we call earth and time. So then when I go to a new space, I'm like, well, I put my best in. I left it all here.
That's it. It's a legacy.
It's legacy.
You're talking a legacy.
Yep.
Okay, because you can't, material things you can't take, but there are things that you can leave.
That's it. And having good credit will help you leave a legacy because you have lower interest rate. And you can save. You can have life insurance. You can have investments. And so when you leave this space, somebody get. You won't leave somebody with a want.
Yeah.
Or a bill. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.